This afternoon, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 John. And we want to continue our study of 1 John. As we're looking at this morning, the purpose for our salvation is that we may have fellowship with Christ. And I want to jump down to verse 18, the mark of fellowship. Mark of fellowship. Verse 18 of chapter 3, we read the following: My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. The mark of love is a depth of commitment that it manifests itself in the actions of our life and in the truth of God's word. We've talked about love before, and as I was preparing the message for this afternoon, if you would turn with me to John chapter 21, verse 16. The Gospel of John chapter 21, verse 16. As you look at Jesus' comment to Peter. In John chapter 21, verse 16. This is as Peter was at the Sea of Galilee after the Lord had risen from the dead. After Peter denied him three times, and Jesus appears to him. And in verse 16, we read the following: And he saith unto him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Do we love the Lord? And that was the question Jesus had, for Peter. Lovest thou me? What does that mean? Well, as I was looking at that, and it's because it's the mark of our depth of our love for Christ is direct indication of our fellowship that we have with Him. And as we saw this morning, we're not to be involved with sin, but rather are we walking in the power of God's Spirit, reflecting God's character. There is a difference between duty and love. Christians, I think oftentimes what we can do is we can begin to place the concept of duty in depth of love. The example is given of a nurse. And a nurse is hired to take care of someone. If you are sick and you go to the hospital, you will have a nurse taking care of you in all likelihood. This nurse will meet your needs. She'll come and she'll wait on you. She'll give you your medication, help you with your personal needs, make sure that you're comfortable. She'll take your temperature and make sure all your vitals are improving. But when her shift is over, she leaves. She's not there the rest of the day. Another nurse will come. And in all likelihood, she may think of you while she's at home, especially if there's become any attachment at all. But in all likelihood, she will go back to her family. She'll take care of her own family, do her things that she's got to get done, go about her daily tasks until her next shift, when she'll come back and take care of you again. Look at the difference between a nurse and a mother. Let's say that a mother has a sick child, and this child is sick at home. And the mother gets up, and the mother meets the child's need. But after a period of 8 hours, the mother doesn't go out the door, go do her thing, and leave the child in the care of someone else. No, if the child is really sick and ill, the mother stays there. She's by the child's side until the child gets better. She's willing to do things that nobody else would be willing to do for that child. Why? Because there's something different between being a nurse and being a mother. And what is the difference between the two? The one has a duty to their patient. The other loves their patient. And that's the difference between love and duty. If we truly love the Lord, there should be some things that mark our life that are more than just duty. It's not a duty to come to church. It's not a duty to read our Bible. It's not a duty to pray. But rather, these should be marks of love. As we see in verse 18, My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue. That is doing it in a manner of duty, saying, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. But he's saying, What does that mean? It means nothing if you're not doing it in deed and in truth. The mark of your life should be reflected in your character, the actions of your life, as well as the things that you truly believe. Do you believe God's word and do you make application of it to your life? And as we saw this morning, do we truly abide in Christ? Has he become such a part of our life that we are literally like a branch that has been attached to a vine, drawing our meaning and purpose for life from the Lord? I want us to give you just to see how many I've got here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 9 different things that I want to just give you in reference to differences between duty and love, the mark of love. First of all, if we love a person, we like to think about him or her. If we love a person, you like to think about him. If you don't love someone, you don't really think about them a lot of times. But if you really love somebody, you're thinking about them. You're thinking about their needs. You're thinking about their character. You're thinking about being with them. You're thinking about them a lot. That's a mark of love. Do you think about the Lord? Do you think about what the Lord would like you to do? Do you think what would please the Lord? If you really love someone and you're thinking about them, the things you're thinking about are what would make them happy, or what can I do for them, or how can I, what would they expect from me, or what do they need? Those are things you think. Do you think about the Lord in those same manners? So do you think about the Lord the same way that you think about a person that you love? The second thing, if we love a person, we like to hear about him. If you love a person, you like to hear about him or her. You like to hear all kinds of things about them. Why? Because you like to know what they're doing. You like to know what they like. You like to know what's all about them. You want to know their character. How many of us like to hear about the Lord? How many people like to come to church so they can hear about Christ and hear about what he would have us to learn and what he would teach us and what means a lot to him? Do you like to hear about the Lord? Third thing, if we love a person, we like to read about them. If there's ever an article about anybody that's someone that you love, like my grandma, she had a scrapbook. And I inherited the scrapbook from my dad. We inherited it when she passed away. My dad got the scrapbook. My mom gave me the scrapbook last fall. And in that scrapbook, it was interesting to see that things meant a lot to my grandma. Every time there'd be an article about the children or her grandchildren in the paper, she would put it out in the scrapbook. Every time there was a picture about one of her grandchildren or one of her children, that was in the scrapbook. There was some really neat things in grandma's scrapbook. And it meant nothing to anybody else in the world but family, but to us it was priceless, this scrapbook. And in there was a letter from one of my cousins to her mother, that her mother, my aunt, had sent to her mother, my grandma. And in that letter, my cousin had gone to ND, and when she was up there, there were some boys that were with her and some of her girl friends, and she wrote to her mother how that, because what her mother had taught her about how important it was to remain pure, and what that meant, that they hadn't gone and fallen for the things that these boys had wanted to do and where they'd wanted to take them. Instead, they'd gone somewhere else. I'm doing injustice to my cousin's letter, but it made you want to cry. As you read this letter, this girl had written to her mother, and her mother had sent it to her mother. Why? Because I'm sure that she was thinking the same things about, you taught me this, Mom, and I taught my daughter. So we love to read about what people mean a lot to us. We love.
Right.
So my grandma, she hears all these things about his grandchildren.
We love to read about the Lord.
We love to read about how his character and who he is. I really love to read about my family.
But we love to read about the Lord. So if we love a loving person, we like to write or read about them. If we love a loving person, we like to please them. If you really love a loving person, you really want to please them, don't you? You don't
want to go out of your way to irritate them.
You don't think you things at all.
No, I'm angry.
Instead, what do you do? You do things that please them.
For example,
someone you really love, or something special, special,
come out of your way to
do something special for them.
Why?
Because you love them and care for them.
If you love your Lord,
It's no longer their parents, it's no longer their job, it's no longer their car, but what? It's the one that they love, the young man or the young lady. That's who they want to talk about. Why? Because they love them. And they want you to know all about them. And they want you to know how special they are. Well, do we do that for the Lord? Do we tell people how much we love Him, how special He is, how much He means to us, all about Him, His character, and who He is? Do we tell others about Him as a mark of our love, in deed, in truth? So if we love a person, we'll talk about them. And finally, the last one. If we love a person, we like to be with them. We like to be with them. You want to spend time with them. Why? Because you care deeply about them. You enjoy their company. You gain something from being with them. And you it means the world to be with them. Well, how much more should it be for our Lord? Do you enjoy being with Him, talking to Him, communicating with Him, spending time with Him, and being with Him? Marks of love, indeed. You know, there was an interesting story that was talked about on why we should love the Lord. Why we should be a person who would like to think about Him and hear about Him, read about Him, please Him, be with His friends, be jealous about His name and honor, talk with Him, and be with Him. And there is said that back in the first early part of our nation being settled, there was an Englishman who had come over to this country, and he met a Native American, an Indian, who had been saved. And this Indian was talking to him about the Lord. And this Englishman said, why does the God of the Bible, Jesus, mean so much to you? And the Indian went and he said, I'll show you. And he went and he got some branches and some leaves, and he formed a circle. And he put this circle, in the center of the circle, he put this worm. And then he lit the circle of leaves on fire. And this worm was trying to escape, but everywhere it went, there was fire. And all of a sudden, the fire was growing hotter and hotter, and the worm was beginning to slither as the heat was becoming so intense, it was probably going to kill the worm. Just at that moment, the Indian reached down and picked up the worm and took it out of the circle of fire. He said, that's what Jesus did for me. He said, I was that worm. I was surrounded with no hope, no way of ever being saved. Everywhere I looked, there was no hope. And all of a sudden, God reached down and picked me up and saved me from the pits and fires of hell. That's why I love Him. That's why I talk about Him. That we could be like that Native American. That we could be someone that understood what God has done for us. This morning we looked at what sin was and how horrible it is. And then to stop and think that in spite of us being filled with sin, God reached down and picked us up, cleaned us up, covered our unrighteousness with His righteousness, and made us His child. This is why we should love Him. I've given you some practical ways in which you can love the Lord in deed and truth. May you understand the importance of doing that. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, I pray that You would help us to understand what it is to love You. Help us to make application of this love in our lives on a daily basis. Help us to have a desire to spend time with You, to read about You, to talk to You, and to be with You. And help us to understand what You've done for us, what we could never have done for ourselves. Because we were just like that worm, doomed to be consumed and die. But You gave us hope, and You gave us life. Go with us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.